ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। त्रिनाद्यपि सुनिचेना चोरारिवा सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि। हरे नाम केवलम कलो नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। So, New Year's resolutions, spiritual New Year's resolutions. And if I was to meet you each individually, personally, and we were to talk, I might recommend something, but that's not possible. So, in meditating on this all week, I thought it wise to read to you Proverbs by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. For those who don't know, that is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. So I'm going to read and explain these Proverbs of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And even if you can find one of them that you can take, you will have a very good new year. If you can take two, three, oh, so much more the better. So let's hear these proverbs of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you are ready to proceed, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. And I'll begin by saying, Happy New Year. Bhaktisiddhanta says, we are put to test and trial in this world. Only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees can succeed. So, you could make your resolution to come to every program that we do, this Namahat program. That would be a good New Year's resolution, wouldn't you think so? Yes. Next one, number two. Every spot where discourses on God are held is a place of pilgrimage. So you don't have to spend a lot of money and go to India to see a place of pilgrimage. Wherever there is talk about the science of God, we have them here several times a month. My best friend, Krishna Kumar Das, does it once or twice a month. Come and participate. That is a place of pilgrimage. That's why, for instance, I call my friend Krishna Kumar's place Kundan Loka. It's a golden place, what? Place of pilgrimage. Because all we do there is chant, like it said, kirtan, and we talk about God. Number three, possessions of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. Malady means disease, problem. Possession of objects not related to Krishna. There's nothing wrong in having material things provided you use them for Krishna. But if you have things in your house and you're not using it for Krishna, Bhaktisiddhanta says, that's your disease. Number four. Let me not desire anything but the highest good for the worst of my enemies. This is called non-envy. Let me not desire anything but the highest good for my enemies. That's called Nirmatsara. In the very opening verses of Bhagavatam, In verse number 2, you see this line, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Who is able to understand Bhagavatam? This person who has no envy. Therefore, there is a mantra that we chant, which recognizes Krishna is in your heart. And Shankar Bhagavan, in fourth canto of Bhagavatam, told his wife Sati that when I pay respects or obeisances to someone, I'm not offering respect to the person who identifies with that body. He says, I offer obeisances to Krishna in the heart of that body. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhu vyayavacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Number 5. As dalliance with the body in luxury increases, so wanes the spirit of service of the Lord. The same thing is mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. That if I am engaged in sense gratification, then conversely, I'm going to have less attraction for bhakti, for service. So dalliance with the body, Bhakti Siddhanta's language here, dalliance with the body, taking extra time, primping, pamping, luxury. Yes, you've heard me say a billion times, it is like a scale. If your material sense gratification is going up, guaranteed your spiritual life is going down. And, according to this, if your sense gratification is going down, know for sure your spiritual stock is going up. Number 6. Those favored by God find their paths beset with thorns. Prahlad, did he have an easy as a 5-year-old boy? The Pandavas, right? They were so close to Krishna, they didn't have a picnic, did they? And we see in the lives of so many saintly persons that they had to undergo much tribulation. So Bhakti Siddhanta is reminding us, if you're going to walk this path of righteousness, it's not like we say in America, a walk in the park. And even Prabhupada told us, I never promised you a rose garden. To declare war against atheism, materialism, like that, to declare war against Maya, don't think it's going to be easy. Maya will also fight back. But if you're determined, then you can conquer. Number 7. There is no peace or happiness in our worldly life. Circumstances alone create turmoil and annoyance. That's the nature of this world. This world, whether it's Beverly Hills or Placentia, is not heaven. And according to the Bhagavatam, even heaven has problems. The demons sometimes attack heaven. So what to speak of this world? There are going to be problems. That's the nature of material life. So therefore, anyone who says, oh yes, I don't mind coming back. Okay, come back. But you're coming back to Kunta Loka, not Vaikunta. This is Kunta, the world of anxiety. Number 8. Bhakti Siddhanta says, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly. Let's do that.
Hare Krishna, Hare
and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly evils, and pests. So he says, chant loudly. There you go. Chant loudly. That's a good... You ready? Did okay. So that would be a great New Year's resolution, that I will chant loudly and drive away inertia. I will drive away worldly evils and pests. I have practical experience that you know the story. I had just become a devotee. I was on the subway station, and that guy stuck a gun in my back and said, give me your money. And I asked my god brother, what do I do? He said, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna! And the guy ran away. So I believe Bhakti Siddhanta here. It'll drive away pests. Yes. One more thing. When I first moved into the temple, on the very first day, somebody did something to me and got me angry. And I was about to say something, and one of my god brothers said, no, no, no. If you get angry, don't curse. Go like this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So when you're driving your car, and that guy cuts you off, Hare Krishna! Then you conquer your road rage. Number 9. Be indifferent to bazaar gossips and stick firmly to your cherished goals. Then no lack or impediments of the world will ever stand in your way. So, we all have this problem. Every one of us, bazaar gossips. In Sanskrit, it's called gramya kata. They get on the phone, or you come to the temple. Right? You tell me. Do we all get involved in that at one time or another? Especially around the time when there's elections for the temple posts, right? All the time. Okay. So, Bhakti Siddhanta says, be indifferent and stick firmly to your cherished goals. Then nothing will ever stand in your way. Number 10. Pay due respects to the extroverts of the world, but do not be appreciative of their manners and conduct. They are to be shaken off from your mind. Number 11. This is a good one. A devotee feels the presence of God everywhere, but one averse to God denies his existence anywhere. So we should learn how to see God in every single instance of our life. Good or bad, God is teaching me a lesson here. Good or bad. If you have that at... Actually, when Lord Brahma was offering his prayers to child Krishna, one of his prayers was that if a devotee goes on life tolerating all kinds of bad things, and if the devotee just continues to offer prayers to God, that devotee inherits the kingdom of God. Dayabhak, the Sanskrit word, inheritance. Even Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So, there's the clue. No matter what happens, good, bad, thank you, Krishna. Hari Bol. Now, Shekhar, we can chant one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is turning out better than I thought it would tonight. Thank you, Krishna. Number 12. You cannot appreciate transcendental matters with the reasoning of this world. It is sheer nonsense to decry them with the measuring stick of your intellect. In other words, what Bhaktisiddhanta is saying here, transcendental subject matters are achintya. They're inconceivable. Either you accept them or not. For instance, we read, how old was Krishna when he lifted Govardhan Hill? 7 years old. And he held it for how long? 7 days and seven nights. The mind says, no. That's what Bhagavatam says. I accept it. Simple. Bhaktisiddhanta is saying here, in the scriptures, there are going to be so many things which by your mind is not able to tally. One day Yashoda looked in Krishna's mouth and saw the whole universe and herself and Krishna in Krishna's mouth. Even she was bewildered. But you just accept. Because you're not, we're simply human beings. We like to think, oh, I'm so smart. Yeah? We are all like frogs in a well. So when it comes to transcendental subject matter, best recourse, accept. Number 13. This one is my favorite. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. There you go. That's the best New Year's resolution. I accept. To recite the name of what? Sri Krishna, that's bhakti. So if anybody ever says, Prabhu, what's bhakti? Oh, recite the name of Krishna, that's all. Simple. Actually, this is confirmed in the Vedas. There is a Vedic mantra which says that if you can simply say the two syllables, Hari, now you know all the Vedas. That is your graduation. If you simply know those two syllables, what were the two syllables? Hari. Then you've graduated your study of the Vedas. Come and get your diploma. But who has that kind of faith? Huh? That's the key. Do you have that faith? Number 14. Life is for the glorification of topics on Hari. That's what the purpose of life is. If that is stopped, then what is the need to carry on life? Life is for the glorification of topics on Hari. 15. This is a good one. Physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferred to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. You see this same thing in the prayers of Bhaktivinod. Bhaktivinod is saying in one of his prayers that even if I become Lord Brahma, but I'm not a devotee, I'd rather be a bug in the house of a devotee. Our span of life on earth is short. It will be... There's something missing here. Our span of life on earth is short. Our life will be a life of success if the body wears out with constant discourses on Hari. This is something I should accept. What do you think? That let me live, doesn't matter how long, but I want to die preaching. Would you give me that benediction? Those of you who read some of my latest things on Facebook, on December 28th, I entered my astrological Venus period. This is the last period of my life. It lasts 20 years. And the astrologer says, but you won't live to see the end. So at best, I have 20 years left. Maybe I have 20. He says, I won't live through it. So, let me then spend whatever it is, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, simply discussing Krishna. Will you give me that benediction? Then chant the Maha Mantra and bless me. Hurry back, Krishna Kumar. I miss you. 17. We are here on earth not to work as artisans for making big buildings with wood and stone, but to work only as messengers for the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. To transform the adverse desires of the living entities is the supreme duty of the most merciful. To rescue one person from the stronghold of Mahamaya is an act of superb benevolence, far superior to opening innumerable hospitals. Prabhupada himself used to say, because Prabhupada had several thousand disciples, and he used to quote Bhaktisiddhanta by saying, I may have many stars, but one moon lights up the sky. So, one moon means one pure devotee. If by my preaching I can create one pure devotee of Krishna, that is my success. Number 20. Unless we are devoted to God, secularism shall never leave us. So we must become devoted to God. Only a few more. 21. Okay. Secularism is another word which means materialism, not God conscious. It could also mean thinking in terms of my party, my family, my group, politics. So, if we don't have God consciousness, then naturally we're going to be materially conscious. Secularism means, and this is used in American dialogue as well, especially in the political field. Secularism means we don't want to bring God into the discussion. Yeah, but that's, secularism really means don't bring in God here. Okay? Secularism means let's just talk about humanity, material life. Don't introduce God into the discussion. Is that good enough, Prem? You satisfied? Okay, number 21 is up. Every one of us can accept number 21. Look within, amend yourself, rather than pry into the frailties of others. You all understand that one, right? Isn't that a good one? Don't worry about what he's doing and she's doing. Look within. Let me make myself clean and pure. Number 22. In this world of Maya, which is averse to the Lord, and which is full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. So if you, we have already mentioned several times, Hari Bhajan. So, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying here, this is the world of Maya, and it is full of trials and tribulations. The only way to get through, patience, humility, and respect for others. This is the same thing Lord Chaitanya teaches. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. It's the same. It's his way of paraphrasing that third Shikshastakam prayer. Number 23. The Lord, Garasundara, puts his devotees in various difficulties and associations to test their patience and strength of mind. Success depends on their good fortune. So, when we recognize, when we surrender to God in our lives, then we have to expect difficulties, and we are going to be tested. Yes. That we should know. I am going to be tested. But patience, strength of mind, and then depending on Krishna, just depend. Okay, we have two more. When faults in others misguide you and delude you, have patience. Introspect, find faults in yourself, and know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. Last one, Bhaktisiddhanta's final proverb. And he is addressing his mission known as the Gaudiya Math. He's addressing all of his disciples. I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual on this world. Yes. If I want to help somebody become Krishna conscious, then I have to be willing to give all my time, all my energy, as he says here, 200 gallons of blood. It means, it's a poetic way of saying, you give everything you have to save one individual. So, those are the 25 proverbs of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. I hope that you found one that will guide you in the new year. Myself, I found a few. Let's chant the Maha Mantra. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama. Thank you for this opportunity. I pray that when it's time for me to leave this world, it's like this, chanting and preaching. Hari Bol.
If somebody has any questions, so we have a little time. So,
when we pray at home, we should have time to do immediately hurry for the thing.
Well, if you want to take the advice of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says chant loudly. So, Prabhupada, if you're talking about japa, you should chant at least this loud. The minimum loudness for japa is that you hear yourself, and if your husband walks by, he should be able to hear you say the words Hare Krishna Rama. If you chant louder, you're benefiting all the bugs. Now, I know your house is clean, but there might be a bug or two. And there are living entities in the wall. So, if you chant loudly, you benefit all those living entities. We leave it up to you. But at least you have to chant loud enough so that if I come to your house and I walk by, I hear the words, Hare Krishna Rama. Okay? Good enough? Now me, I'm just saying me, I chant loud. I like chanting loud. That's the way I do it. Chant as loud as you can so that you don't get too tired. Yes, you are intelligent. You will use your intelligence. Okay? More questions. Yes. That's the job of the government. Your job, okay, so here's what to do. That's not your job. Your job is to get on the case of your politicians and tell them what they should be doing. It's not your job to go there and fight them. And you'll lose anyway. So, we should do our job. So my job is to be Krishna conscious, but I should inform my representative that yes, you should act and protect us from these, as Mr. George Bushasura said, evildoers. So the government's job is to protect. Our job is to chant and preach and tell them what to do. And their job is to protect. Kshatriya is supposed to protect. So whether it's here in America or in India, get on the phone and tell them, hey, you have to protect us. Like Arjuna, Krishna was telling Arjuna, get up and fight. So now, we are telling you, protect us.
But I think the modern politicians, I don't think they are Kshatriyas. Basically, they are Shudras. So
you think that you're able to come back? You want to?
No.
And you're not going to waste your time. In other words, don't get sidetracked. Because what will happen is, oh, I have to now fight these evildoers. Okay. You may be successful, but what happened to your spiritual life? You know better. Huh? And you're older than me, right? I'm 62. How? You're older than me. All right. You have to calculate. I don't have much time left. Right? So, it's not my job. My job is to perfect myself and finish up my business and give good advice and get on the case of, yes, I agree. They're all Shudras. I agree. But they may be Shudras, but they're in that post. Do your job right. Yes, sir. No, but I'm saying you should put pressure on these people. Right. Right. That much you can do. There's no... Yes, you made your point, put some pressure on. Now I get back to my business. Yes, sir. Okay. Your first question is, should we? If you have a advanced understanding, then yes, you will be concerned. Because we appreciate so much. We read some of the early statements by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. So, we are not worried simply for ourselves. We want to share. And we want to make this wonderful, beautiful program. Isn't it a beautiful program? Did you not enjoy? So naturally, we want to share it, yes. We want to increase. If you have an advanced understanding and if you imbibe some of what Bhakti Siddhanta was saying, yes, we want to increase. Why do we want to increase? Many reasons. One reason is the nature of, this is called Sankirtan. The nature of Sankirtan, the more, the merrier. Okay. Now, how? Now, we could give a 3-hour class how, but I will answer it in 10 seconds. Krishna responds to the desires of the devotee. Krishna is known as Bhakta Vatsal. So, more and more of us have to seriously want others to come. And we pray for that. And we work for that. And put, as it was said at the end, blood. Meaning, you put your energy into it, Krishna will automatically send. But if my attitude is, I don't care, then Krishna says, okay, I don't care. And you will see, more and more, less, less, because nobody cares. But if at least one person cares, that alone will increase. What to speak of two of us really cares, or all of us. Do you want? That's the first question. Do you want, or is it like, I don't really care? But if you want, then Krishna will send. And then Krishna will also give you practical intelligence how to increase. It's simply a question of wanting. The devotees would go out all day selling books for Prabhupada. So sometimes the devotees would meet Prabhupada personally. And then the devotees would say, Prabhupada, this year we distributed so many thousands of books. And we were all waiting for a pat on the head. What did Prabhupada say? Double it. The devotee never thinks, this is my limit, my job is done. No. The devotee is always thinking, this is not enough, I must increase. I must do better. I must improve. We must make the next Namahat even better. If we all start thinking like that, automatically it will increase. Do you want? So you just ask yourself, do you want it or not? If you want it, Krishna will answer your prayer. But if you don't care, then Krishna doesn't care. That's my opinion. Take it or leave it. Who am I? I'm a fool. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you.
other topic that you want to bring it?
Haribol.